The FAA estimates ERAM is 4 years behind schedule. More loose seats found in American, and the crash of an antique de Havilland kills 6 in Australia. This is Aero News for Thursday, October 4th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. A report released last month by the DOT's Inspector General indicates that the $2.1 billion in-route automation modernization program, or ERAM, to replace and significantly enhance the existing hardware and software at facilities that manage high-altitude air traffic in development since 2002 is about 4 years behind schedule and is threatening to significantly delay implementation of next-gen. ERAM is considered a foundational component of the FAA's next-generation air transportation system and is critical to meeting FAA's goals for increasing airspace capacity and reducing flight delays. The report indicates that the program has experienced software problems that have impacted the system's ability to safely manage and separate aircraft. As a result of the delays at the key sites, FAA now projects the ERAM will be almost 4 years behind schedule, with an uncertain final completion date. The DOT's IG says that ERAM's delays pose significant risk to FAA's plans to implement critical next-gen initiatives because of complex interdependencies between ERAM and other key systems needed to advance next-gen. A third American Airlines 757 has been found to have loose seats during a flight, causing the airline to pull additional aircraft from service. In all, the airline says 47 airplanes were temporarily grounded while their seat attachments were checked. The most recently reported incident came during a flight last week from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, to Vail, Colorado. It actually occurred prior to the incidents reported over the weekend. Since then, 4 additional aircraft have been found to have loose seats during the inspections. All but 11 of the airline's 757s that were grounded for inspection have now been returned to service, according to a report from Dallas television station KTVT. The airline is still determining how the seats were improperly reinstalled after regular maintenance. The airline has officially blamed the problem on improperly installed locking mechanisms. But the local president of the Transport Workers Union said the problems only began appearing after American began outsourcing the work to reconfigure its seats last month. In a statement, American said, quote, "The FAA is aware of our internal review and its findings, as well as the steps we are taking to proactively address the issue. We continue to work closely with the FAA." American regrets the inconvenience that this maintenance issue may have caused customers on affected flights. Safety is, and always will be, American's top concern. End quote. A 1934 de Havilland DH-84 Dragon went down Monday in a remote area of Queensland, Australia, fatally injuring all 6 people on board. Authorities said that the wreckage was not recognizable as an airplane when it was found on Tuesday. The wreckage was found by a search-and-rescue helicopter in a densely wooded remote area about 8 miles northwest of the Burrumba Dam. The impact site was only accessible on foot, according to a report appearing in the Australian newspaper. The airplane went missing on Monday, and the search lasted the better part of 2 days, involving 16 helicopters and covering an area encompassing nearly 600 square nautical miles. The pilot was identified as 68-year-old Des Porter, who was well known in the Australian antique aircraft community. Also on board were Porter's wife, Kath, and 4 of the couple's closest friends. The 6 were returning from Calibutra from an air show in the small town of Monto in Queensland, Australia, when the accident occurred. Porter reportedly told air traffic controllers before the accident that he had flown into clouds on the trip and was unable to determine his location. He had manually activated an ELT before the airplane went down, according to the paper. The accident is under investigation by the Australian Transportation Safety Board. As of Monday, flight attendants for U.S. Airways were able to access the alternate expedited security screening program known Crew Member in 18 airports across the country. The successful program was launched by the Transportation Security Administration in 2011, tested thoroughly, and on Monday, flight attendants began to use the risk-based security screening. AFA advocated forcefully at many levels of government and industry to promote the KCM program with full recognition of flight attendants' role in aviation security. Known Crew Member, developed by A4A and the Airline Pilots Association, is an expedited screening program for authorized and trusted crew members at security screening checkpoints, utilizing established security clearances that each aviation employee must meet as a condition of employment. Flight attendants take part in the same background checks as pilots, and the clearance process is identical. When Aero News continues, it's back to the bargaining table at Boeing. The biggest loser of last night's debate may be a Nevada Hilo Tour operator. And there are football fans, and there are football fans.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, October the 4th. I'm Glenn Moyer. In a move that union negotiators say shows the leadership at Boeing is out of touch with its workforce, engineers and technical workers on Monday voted overwhelmingly to reject the aerospace giant's contract offers. Votes tallied by the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, SPEEA, show engineers in the professional unit rejected the offer by over 95%. Workers in the technical unit rejected the offer by over 97%. Votes were a straight reject or accept of the offers made, with no strike authorization on the ballots. SPEEA and Boeing resumed negotiations on Tuesday. The two contracts expire Saturday, October the 6th. Meanwhile, Boeing and GE Capital Aviation Services have finalized a firm order for 85 737s, which includes 75 737 MAX 8s and 10 next-generation 737-800s. The order, first announced as a commitment at the Farnborough Air Show in July, allows for up to 15 additional 737-800s. The order is worth $6 billion at list prices. Despite a plan that was supposed to help helicopter tour operators keep flying while President Obama prepared near Las Vegas for last night's debate in Denver, at least one of those operators said the disruption cost his business some $60,000 per day. The president's visit for a campaign event and then 3 days of debate preparations caused the TFR to be put in place over Las Vegas. The tour operators were offered the opportunity to fly out of Jean Airport, south of the city, and the FAA even staffed a temporary control tower at the field for the duration of the stay. But at least one tour operator, Heli USA, chose to shut down its operations rather than operate from the small airport that does not routinely see a lot of traffic. Owner Nigel Turner cited safety considerations for making his decision, according to a report in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The paper reported that the other seven companies continued their operations from Jean Airport, but had no indication as to how their businesses had fared during the president's stay. Given Nevada's status as a battleground state, it may not be the last time Las Vegas pilots see TFRs over the city before Election Day. Well, a group of fans heading to the Alabama-Ole Miss football game aboard a Cessna 421 last Saturday proved that for some fans, football is the most important thing. The plane went down after suffering engine problems following a lunch stop in Selma, Alabama, and attempted a forced landing on a dirt road, but wound up in the middle of a cotton field leaking fuel some 20 miles from Craig Field in Selma. The emergency landing was a good one. All four occupants were uninjured. Television station WPMI in Mobile, Alabama, reports that the plane's pilot, George Arnold, said the plane clipped trees with both wings as it attempted to land on the road. It came to a stop in the cotton field, and all four occupants reportedly knelt down in a circle and said a prayer to Jesus for their safety. Now, the story might end there, but there was still a football game to get to. So when a farmer who lived nearby and had seen the plane go down got to the field, the men convinced him to take them to a rental car company, where they rented a car and drove on to the game and made it in time for kickoff. However, when Dallas County Sheriff's officers got to the accident scene, they were understandably puzzled to find a lightly damaged airplane and no one around to explain what had happened. The legality of leaving the scene of an airplane accident was unclear, but the NTSB was expected to remove the plane from the field. Finally, our continuing story about the good, the bad, and the ugly at AOPA has obviously struck a chord, with more than 1,100 responses sent by you, our readers and listeners, and still coming. You can read many of them on our website, www.aero-news.net. But my favorite so far comes from Jeff M., who wrote, quote, "Jim, I read Craig Fuller's whiny rant about your article but really didn't see his point. I mean, you raised the questions and he avoided them. For a guy that cleared some $850,000, according to the last IRS 990 I can find, I'm amazed that he sets himself up as the victim of bad press instead of taking your criticism to heart and starting an industry-wide dialogue about the role and mission of his organization. Gosh darn it, I miss Phil. Maybe it's time to start POPA, the Pissed Off Pilots Association. Keep those cards and letters coming, folks. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure."